Emergency episode of Locked On Chiefs. Alex Smith has been traded.
You're going to hear in its entirety our instant reaction as it came down because we were actually on with Seth. Seth, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
So this is kind of a one-off. We're just going to go through our initial reaction here for a few minutes, and then you can hear the whole thing that we'll put on another show here in a little bit. But, man, gigantic news. We knew it was coming. For all those folks who thought it was he was going to stay there, I'm sorry to disappoint you. But, Chris, what's your initial reaction to what we've known so far?
Okay, well, I do want to point out, Terrezz Paylor is the first one that came out with this, announced that it was going to be a pick and probably a player as well. We're not 100% sure on the compensation yet. Terrezz Paylor did break it. He got sourced from multiple different bigger names, Field Yates and whatnot. Adam Schefter has since reported that Alex Smith and Washington have agreed to a four-year extension, so he is going to be there for 5 years, not just the next 1 year. And he's also reporting that it's for at least a second-round pick this year. The player to be named later could make a very interesting situation. I'm beyond shocked. I really don't know what else to say. We're recording this while this trade breaks. I'm sitting here looking at Twitter for 2 minutes, just seeing what's going on, and all of a sudden Alex Smith is traded, and I'm like, I think we need to talk about this. way to go, Brett Veach.
Yeah. I mean, hey, a second-round pick was, generally speaking, what people were hoping for. I know people were talking about a second-round pick and then a future pick as well, but, I mean, honestly, when you consider Alex's age right now, and the fact that it is a second team moving on from him in a half dozen years, the idea of the same compensation that they got for him back in 2013 seemed far-fetched to me. Like a second round and then a future, like maybe like a fourth or a fifth, you know, something like that. But like 2 second rounders, I didn't think would happen. The player is going to change everything. Because it might just be some random player that he liked coming out of college. We've seen that Veach likes to do that, right? But it could be, you know, it's interesting that he chose a player rather than another pick. That tells me it's someone that he likes, obviously. And I'm curious, the last time he did that, you know, we've got Raglan and we've got Irving. Irving, he looked better at the end of the year than he did at the beginning. I'll say that much. And Raglan looked good.
And Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland just said the Browns tried to trade for Smith, but he is going to Washington instead.
They got a bidding war.
Dorsey did make his move.
They got their bidding war.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I just wanted to toss that out there. Sorry.
No, which tells me that John Dorsey was not offering one of his top two picks in the second round. That's the one in the five.
Depending on
because
what... Sorry, go ahead.
The player is. Right. No, yes. I'm with you. No, just it's a conversation, bro.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm just like, so there's just so much going on. And I mean, the instant reaction, obviously, like you said, there's a lot of good things to say about Alex Smith, but we said all that and the other stuff that you're going to air after this. So instead, the fact that Washington had an agreement for an extension in place, like we've it shows that they wanted him. And they wanted him not just for a bridge quarterback, but for a franchise quarterback, which tells me, okay, what are you willing to trade for a franchise quarterback? And I bet you anything, that's why they were able to outbid John Dorsey. Because John Dorsey wants a bridge quarterback. I think. Yes. And so...
By the way, I just want to throw this out. I did just find out from a source that there is possibly more on the table, maybe a mid-round pick, but that's not nailed down yet. So,
cool.
Chris breaking news right here as we talk.
Chris breaking news. It's always fun. Like occasionally I'll get messages from people and that kind of stuff. Sometimes it's tough to know, except when you've got people that have repeatedly been right. And so that's always fun when you actually pick up a few people. I'm curious about the player. I can't get that out of my head because let me help you. Yeah.
Where, if you were the Redskins and you were trying to keep it low, you knew you had to give up a player, what position group out of the three major needs the Chiefs had, what would you try to give them?
I mean, if I'm the Redskins, I don't give them a wide receiver because you need that for Alex. They've got a couple tight ends that can play, but you don't give that up either because you need them for Alex, okay. Right?
Let me make an argument for wide receiver real quick though. Terrell Pryor doesn't fit what Alex Smith wants.
Oh, but man, would he?
Chiefs know Terrell Pryor. They wouldn't take him.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty positive. I don't think they would have let him get out of Kansas City for nothing if they thought they could turn him into something.
But do
he didn't want to play anything but QB when he was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Oh, and then plus, to be fair, they always do the whole, well, they'll convert him to a wide receiver, and that never works. And now that you see him, it's like, whoa. And so that could be it. I could see that maybe. Because Pryor doesn't necessarily fit. To be fair, Doxson's he's a contested catch guy too, but he's younger.
Don't tease me like that, Seth.
I just wonder. I mean, you know, because I mean, trading for Alex Smith indicates, well, we're trying to win, and so I don't think, because I had someone message me, well, maybe Ryan Kerrigan, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's not.
I like that idea.
Yeah, he's not.
But,
he's not.
But do you really think? Do you really think he's going to? That's too big of a name for me to give up a second round pick plus Kerrigan. That's just my own personal opinion. But
I would normally agree with you. But when you look at his contract, and I have it up here in front of me, he's coming into a point where it looks like if he's not going to resign with you and he's got two left on his contract, he'll be at 31 years old when his contract expires, or that you can release him without penalty. If you don't think he's going to come back, maybe you see the end of the road there and you need to move on from him regardless.
Right.
I mean, he was a number one pick, but.
Yeah.
Here's what I see. And you guys tell me what you think. Seth, if I was Washington, I'd be trying to give them the least of their commodities. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs need a guard. They need a wide receiver. They need a rush end, and they need a corner. So I'd be looking at the lineman. The only lineman on this roster that if I'm the Chiefs, I'm interested in is Brandon Scherff.
Yeah, but there's no way. Again,
that would be awesome.
That's out of the realm.
That would
possible.
Be like, yeah. if Brett Veach landed a second rounder and Scherff for Alex Smith, they need to build a freaking shrine for him. And especially if you're going to trade for a quarterback, I don't think you trade an offensive lineman.
And that's my whole point. That's one that is outside the realm of possibility. So we got to take the lineman off the table.
Right.
Like you guys were saying, the wide receivers are probably out there, which makes me go, okay, if they have Norman and maybe some other guys that they're not sure that they fit, I'm looking at the corners. And one guy that's come out fairly recently, he's 22, played at Virginia Tech. His name's Kendall Fuller. Mm-hmm. We talked about his brother last week. And I'm not so sure that he's a guy that hasn't been able to progress as much as maybe they liked. And maybe the Chiefs are willing to take a chance on him.
That might be true. Hey, here's an interesting name. Gary McKenzie, a fellow Arrowhead Pride contributor. Real sharp guy. Tyreek Hill just tweeted, wow. Which that could be good or bad. But anyway, McKenzie floated. So the Redskins have Breland and Norman at corner. Both can play. I don't see them moving on from either of those guys, considering if it's a second rounder, right? And then also, this other guy, he's, I'm just saying names right now, right? But you know, I don't know how to say his name, Swearinger at free safety?
DJ Swearinger?
TJ?
Now, he would not shut up when they played earlier this year, but he can play. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would stun me as well. I just think with a second rounder, I don't think you get, unless there's some kind of contract issue. I don't know what any of these guys' contracts looks like. Because if you're the Redskins, and like you said, if you're in a situation where you're going to move on from a guy in a year anyway, and this is what it took to land a guy that they clearly think is their franchise quarterback, will you do it? You pull the trigger. It's like, well, he's going to be gone in a year anyway.
You're talking about clearly they believe he's the franchise guy. Here you go. Chris Mortensen, on the agreement in principle, Alex Smith will average $23.5 million per year in new money on the extension and $70 million in guarantees.
What?
Did I tell you 22-ish or did I?
You did.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yeah, I can't say
$70 million in guarantees. Oh my goodness! What,
folks? Not only did the Chiefs see Alex Smith as a franchise quarterback, but evidently so did the Redskins.
Rappaport is now reporting it's a third round pick and a player to be named tomorrow.
Ooh, I don't like that as much. I'm not happy with that.
It depends on the player.
Say it again. I'm sorry, I was reading.
Third round?
Rappaport says it is a third round pick and a player to be named tomorrow.
Well, everyone would like to know. Thank you.
And that is the real rap sheet?
Yep.
Has been a flurry of activity.
That makes it more likely to me that it's an actual impact player.
Right.
Possibly.
And to me, that's a better deal than going and getting a draft pick. If it's an impact player, it's somebody that's going to help you.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Here's the thing. I love draft picks. And Ryan, I know you love draft picks.
Oh, I love them.
That was awesome. I love them. My precious. Swearinger, we're talking some major holes the Chiefs have on defense. They could use – look, Ron Parker did not play very well last year. He's still solid in coverage, but he can't tackle. He didn't look nearly as good. Sorensen was a disaster. He was being asked to do too much. At corner, pretty much everyone except Marcus Peters has struggles for this or that reason, right?
Yep.
Anything you can – and here's the thing. A third rounder, and they signed him to this huge deal, so they wanted him. They were in a bidding war against Cleveland. I'm trying not to be overly optimistic, but everything's telling me good compensation here. They were up against –
I have to agree.
And so if it's just a third-round pick – because, okay, a second – now I'll be honest. As a third round, all those names we mentioned, those are on the table to me.
Yeah, except they're all viable at this point.
Except maybe again, a third round in Scherf, you still build a shrine for Brett Veach because he would instantly.
Absolutely.
Instantly. Wait a minute. Where was Scherf playing this year?
Guard.
He was, right? Yeah, right guard. He moved to guard and he was a stud. Scherf instantly, I mean, you're talking, because LDPT can play left or right guard.
Yeah, but I don't see, and my only argument against Scherf is I don't see how Washington would ever want to get rid of him.
Right.
That's where I was going.
He's the cornerstone of their offensive line, in my opinion.
Right.
But is a
guard ever the cornerstone of your line? Well, okay, Will Shields. Never mind. That was stupid.
Hold on. Come on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me make my argument of their line. I'm not saying it should be a cornerstone of the line. I'm saying of their line. Right. That's a big difference.
I completely agree. And I don't think realistically, that's why I said even then you still build a shrine, right? Because a third rounder and a guy like that. But I mean, here's the thing, a third rounder, and I know Josh Norman's mostly a cover three corner, but that's not all he's ever done. He's played very well in other schemes as well. And so I don't think it's Norman.
But he's a zone guy first.
He is a zone guy first. But you know what's interesting? The Chiefs play a ton of man, but man, did they struggle in zone. Wouldn't it be something they got someone who didn't? I personally think Norman is a zone guy first, for sure. But he's also a guy who has followed receivers around, too.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. You want to make the argument of Josh Norman, that's fine. I don't think they can afford the compensation.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically at that point just trading contracts for Alex Smith. Yes, they can go in and free up cap space. And I guess maybe that puts him in a better situation, but you still have a ton of moves to make, and I guess you have a better corner. You're basically just trading contracts at that point.
Oh, is Norman's contract 17 mil?
Some 13.5 base, yeah, just under.
Okay, so 16.9. Let's say that you let's say you cut Revis and his 10 mil, right? And so you end up,
which only counts 4.5 right now.
But over the course of the season, you have to be mindful of it, and right. So you have to treat it because you're a numbers guy. You understand that if it's money you know you're going to spend, you have to budget for it.
Yep.
And so I don't think it's Norman. For the record, I think I would rather it be maybe even Breland, honestly, because he can play.
Yeah, he can. And I just want to mention our podcast guest on Wednesday had a lot to say about the cap situation. Amy Trask did a phenomenal job talking about the ins and outs of the salary cap and cash, which is more important than we give it credit for a lot of times.
Yeah, that'll be the interesting part of this. Mm-hmm. Real quickly, let's do Shotgun Effect and wrap this up because this is a special edition. We want to make sure we get it out for folks. Give me your yay or nay if the player to be named later happens to be one of these guys. Shotgun round. Josh Doxson.
Yes.
Yay.
Jonathan Allen. D.E.
Yeah.
Yeah, meh.
Kendall Fuller, cornerback.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about him. I would say yay if it's a
any,
a good corner.
Any player, yeah, any player I'm going to be somewhat excited about because it's obviously a guy Veach likes.
Right.
But that,
fair enough.
It's not nay. For me, it's yay or meh.
But you're yay on Josh Doxson.
I am. I like him.
Terrell Pryor, I just have to throw it out.
Yay.
Ryan?
Terrez Paylor is literally right now confirms compensation for Smith, a third rounder and a player to be named later tomorrow. Josh Doxson, I'm happy with. I think him in a third is probably the weakest of the big names that we've talked about, but I think they'll find a way to use him to get him to fit.
Man, if you give Josh Doxson to Patrick Mahomes, that offense is going to be scary next year. You can kiss Albert Wilson coming back to Kansas City goodbye, but I'm okay with that too.
What if it's Jordan Reed?
Oof.
Oh, there's no way it's Jordan Reed.
1-2 punch.
Oh, there's no way.
Best tight end tandem in the league, easily.
Oh, easily. There's no way. There's no way. Maybe it's Vernon Davis.
I just want to hear you say no way again.
No way.
Because if you say it one more time, I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
Oh, I would give anything. Jordan Reed and Travis Kelce in the same offense. Because Reed can block, too. He can play.
Yeah, the question is, can he stay healthy?
That is the question.
Yeah, but no, the question is, how many times will Seth faint? Which is many.
Right.
But no, so did you have any more lists for your yay or nay?
I have plenty. Ryan Anderson's a young outside linebacker, could be another option.
I'd take a yay on that one. He can play.
Yeah, yay on that one. Okay. I would also do a yay on Brandon Scherff, but that's not happening. So
sure.
That would be a
fan. And we talked about Karen, and we talked about Schweringer. So right now we are ecstatic. I think I talk for everybody. Anything that you're concerned about, either of you?
I guess I'll be a little bit let down if the player to be named turns out to be some guy that literally none of us have heard of. I mean, I'll still be okay. Veach clearly likes him, but like, let's say it's like a tackle or something where it doesn't seem like there's immediate need that's filled. I'll be a little let down because a third rounder by itself is a little light. That's a little light. I think they could have done better than that. Everything is pointing to, and that's the only reason it'll be a letdown, right? Because a third rounder, if you'd asked me an hour ago, I'd have been like, yeah, that's okay. A little less than I was hoping, but pretty good. Whereas now that I see like the contract, $70 million guaranteed. Now that I see the contract, now that I hear that Cleveland was in on it. And that's,
but if they're giving him that kind of money, it's got to be better than just an average run-of-the-mill third rounder.
Yeah, I just seriously, and I know Jordan Reed can't stay healthy. He would actually, besides Scherff, he'd be my very favorite one because Reed is the only tight end in the league, aside from that young kid now in New York with the Giants, who can run routes like Kelce. And to be fair, that kid in New York, he's not nearly as good a route runner. He's just as fast. Reed can run routes as well as Kelce. And no one runs routes as well as Kelce. And so that I remember often thinking that, like, what would that look like? You could run two tight end sets, 80% of the time? And it's because they can both run block, you could, I mean, there's just, it would just screw with defensive coordinators. Because personnel-wise, what do you send out against that?
Exactly.
Well, but again.
And here's my bottom line. If it's a third round pick, that player needs to be a starter for the Chiefs. Whether they were a starter for the Skins or not, they need to be a starter for the Chiefs.
Yep. At least an impact player. Because, you know, starting, that varies, right? But they need to be a guy who makes an impact. And I get what you're saying. I'm so excited.
And, you know, just as we're about to sign off, we find out that Kendall Fuller, according to Adam Schefter, is the player. He does credit it to Field Yates. I'm sorry. Kendall Fuller. Cornerback a guy that you heard me talk a lot about coming out of college, brother of Kyle Fuller. He is the cornerback that is the player to be named later. Well, I guess it's later. So we are going to dig into that. We'll have more information for you, hopefully for Thursday's show, and we'll try to make sense of everything that's going on. Thank you for listening to us tonight, and we will talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review and reach out to us on Twitter @RyanTreseyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.